When I said something, I spoke my mind. Them folk were like, okay, say no more. Then when I wanted them, I was like, I'm sitting there to the T. I'm like, no, I want to talk to him. They like, oh, hell no, keep my like, oh, bro, y'all nigga talking about black banks and all that shit. That good, that good. Right. But the black bank in Alabama, I don't think I'm gonna go out with Alabama.
You said the bank ain't killing us.
The bank ain't killing us, bro. And the police, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Like, hey, and the camera.
Now they didn't even do the new overdraft thing.
I thought they was killing
me. That's what I said. I said, you're killing me. You're killing me with these overdraft fees. Yeah. I didn't mean it.
Man, this is the 85 South Show today, bro. Shit real. Shit real? Mic check. Yeah, you ready? You getting there?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, let's do the intro. Y'all ready?
85.
85. 85.
Well, you know what's going on, man.
Do the intro, bro.
That's what I was doing.
Hold on. Should we do a special intro for all the... Look, let's do the peace and love to all those who... lost lives and lost loved ones and everything and all these situations. And then, then we'll get into it.
I mean, they accidentally shoot more niggas out here than any place in the world. Every time you pick up paper, a nigga accidentally shot in the ass. How do you accidentally shoot a nigga 6 times in the chest? Like, well, my gun fell and just went crazy. They can't handle it. You know what I mean? Too many niggas, when they find out niggas could talk other than do wah-ho, they got scared to death. You know, like one day somebody said, nigga, talk. Well, motherfucker, I've been wanting to tell you something. I beg your pardon.
I just want to say this.
Give our condolences and shit.
Yeah.
Just a sad moment.
Yeah, man. Do the intro.
Hey, then we turn up on that bitch.
Stupid. 85.
I'm gonna keep 85. My gun, nigga. Yeah.
85. 85.
Stupid.
85. Because the Black Lives Matter. On 85. On 85.
You ain't got a gun. Said the Black Lives Matter.
On 85. On 85.
Because if you don't, good, they gonna kill you when you done. Nigga.
Hey, on 85.
Y'all, 85. Hey, this the only, y'all think y'all the only rappers that made any type of song about
bro,
the
we
movie.
Need some for the
they
movie.
Don't make, they ain't made songs since Michael Jackson. Y'all
was
talking
was
about that earlier.
I Michael Jackson the last time. Bro,
fight the power. Pull
he don't need it. He don't care about us.
First thing
now,
I want to say.
They fuck with Mike. They just ain't fuck with like his brothers.
First thing I want to say, yeah. Black Lives Matter off the top.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Off the motherfucking Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
And let's just get this out the way, man.
Get it out the way. Hold up. Introduce yourself, bro.
Man. All right, you know what it is, man. It's Clayton English, man. Salvador Domingo, man. I'm in the building.
Yes, sir. Got my nigga DC Young Flat back in the studio today.
Glad to have him back.
Yeah, man.
Look, if Black Lives Matter, when we say that, man, we're not taking nothing away from nobody else. We just saying that black lives are one that's being taken and not serving no justice.
We in danger.
So don't jump in there talking about all lives matter, and don't just be contrary to say it just what you're saying, because you're saying all lives matter because we said Black Lives Matter, yeah. Not because you actually feel that all lives matter. And if all lives matter, we wouldn't have to say Black Lives Matter.
With your counter-protesting
ass. The justice system ain't... It's not serving justice. It's really a favoritism.
No, yeah. I mean, what were we talking?
It's a favor system.
There you go.
It's a favor system.
What they get when the white dude who was raping the people? Why they said he couldn't go to jail?
Because it would be more harmful to him.
Yeah,
it would be more harmful to him. Like, nigga, he just took some pussy.
Jail's supposed to be harmful.
It's got to be. They can't wait for niggas like you to get in. I'm gonna beat you up and eat all your food.
That's how they should rate how much jail you, how harmful is this going? Who come out of jail well adjusted?
Nobody.
Somebody
that was super fucked up.
Hey, man, you know what? I learned my lesson while I was in there. Right. You know, I met Greg now.
Right.
Greg is a construction worker. You know, I need that for the roof. Right. Like, nigga, you don't go in there to meet people.
Right. No. It's not a social network.
You don't know if you're going to survive.
And we don't
or
get the same type of time.
Mm-mm.
We don't get the same type of time 99% of the time.
Accused rapist just did 5 years until he was found innocent.
Let me ask you, why they always try to make it seem like shit so much worse when a nigga do it? Like, when a nigga do some shit, they act like he just out of his motherfucking mind.
I don't know, man. I think it's, we've been talking about that just in comedy for a minute.
Yeah.
They always use a few different, I'm just giving examples out there, people. But when the white dude shot up the church, There was no y'all. There was no they. Right. There was him. He was a lone shooter. He was a lone wolf. He acted alone. I look at the news after these events, and all I hear is, you all are handling it the wrong way.
They shouldn't go
about it this way. I don't know why they are doing this. And it, what they?
First of all.
That's one person. He wasn't even.
Right.
I don't know him.
Crazy part about it, the white boy, he they're trying to drop the death penalty. I'm gonna make it real clear for the world to listen. The white boy went in the church, shot 9 innocent black people, and they're trying to drop the death penalty. He's still alive. You got Alton Sterling who was sitting in front of the store selling CDs. Before a case, before him being locked up, he automatically got the death penalty.
That's the shit we're talking about.
You feel what I'm saying?
And then the other thing, also adding on to what you're saying, bro, because with the whole situation in South Carolina, they said he had been reading white supremacist literature. Right. He had been going through that.
They
never linked that with that. But just because my man had on a dashiki, he Black Lives Matter everything. I don't know how he Black Lives Matter. He ain't got no Facebook.
Now check this out. We don't condone no type of violence against nobody.
He ain't got no Facebook.
I just hope y'all know. We ain't never called for no type of violence.
That ain't us.
Nobody.
Never been us. And that's not people. That's not the people with love that we put out.
And that's
here,
why it make me so mad. You can see all these fucking comments, white people accusing black people of being racist and shit. You can't be racist if you point out fucking racism.
Right. A hit pointing dog
out,
holler.
Pointing out fucking racism don't make you racist. You can kiss my ass and suck my whole dick. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Hey, and if anybody doubts what we saying, just look at me and this man's Twitter feed, man. We done brought out all the trolls who have literally nothing to say.
Bro,
all
retweeting.
The people with 57 followers who want to say the most negative, disrespectful, racist
things. I can put
something
up on my Instagram.
No,
hey,
we
they retweeting. Go crazy.
We
like,
retweeting.
It be white people. I ain't even know follow me.
We gonna let motherfuckers know how you really feel, bro. When you want to get in the comment section and call us niggas and monkeys and niggas deserve to get shot.
Where your ass was at when we
black
was
on black crime? You want to keep bringing up black? Hold up, these motherfuckers want to keep bringing up black on black crime. Tell you something about black on black crime. Goddamn it, I'm fully aware of black on black crime. That's why I don't participate in black on black crime. What I'm saying is, nigga, I know it's some black on black crime. I know it's some niggas out there ready to get me. I gotta watch the black motherfuckers and I gotta watch the blue motherfuckers and the white motherfuckers and all the other motherfuckers. All I'm saying is, shit is real out here. Yes, I know it's some crime in the hood. I duck them niggas just like I duck the police, too.
This is what I want to say, too, man. Black on black crime, like, you going to do crime on who around you in your community. So when you say it's all this black on black crime, stop using them stats to dehumanize people and turn them into numbers. Because you're trying to say it's black on black crime.
Shit.
And we do all the crime. Got all the diseases.
We do all the crime.
We
got
doing
all the,
all the murdering.
We
doing all the killing.
We number diseases. One in everything
we,
bad.
We make up 13% of the population, but
we got
we
all
do
the teenage
56% of murders.
Right.
We do 56% of murders.
That shit, everybody should be dead then, right?
Why we still here? How we
everybody
still here?
Should be dead if we doing all this goddamn murdering.
We 13%, but we do 53% of the murder. And what y'all not understanding also is, when y'all also try to say, well, the police kill more white people than they do black people.
No.
Yes, they do. But you know why? Because white people make up 66% of the entire population.
Talk to
we
these
make
mother-
up 13% of the population. So if the numbers are even kind of close, it's something a little skewed off. When we 13% of the population and we more than half the people in jail, something thrown off with the
Come
numbers
on,
is
man.
Disproportionate.
We gotta,
so don't be using them. All I'm saying is you with them numbers and them stats, stop it with
man,
that shit.
Man, come through
Cause you
with
don't
the
show
message.
All the stats,
we got to make more babies.
Oh, man. That's,
well, if
well,
you
got
if,
one on the way.
If you equate the fucking the stats to the numbers, we are probably like, it's like negative 5,800 black
yes,
people left.
Yes, we are in the hole.
I mean, I'm not
the black
real
people
good at
account
math,
has
but,
been overdrawn. We are definitely.
Bruh.
But they got to understand, too, though, like, the prison system is damn near slavery. Like, they can't,
it really
they
is.
They like it. That's why they keep you sitting up for so long.
It's a money
you
making
feel what
system.
I'm saying? We
it's
like,
the
look,
last.
We're going to make a little bit off our people, then we're going to send them back home.
It's the last way to really lose your freedom in this country.
And the crazy part about it, they know that's why they send their people home so quick, because they know, oh, man, somebody going to. A nigga going to replace
and
him.
And I don't know. know where they keep finding these niggas at. Like, these Charles Barkley ass niggas who keep coming out saying all the wrong. Like, who the fuck paying Charles Barkley to say this shit he's saying?
I don't know what he's saying
right
now.
That nigga came on TV yesterday and just said, most of them black people crooks. What the fuck? Charles Barkley.
Look, Charles Barkley, I ain't want to say this shit, man.
Say it. This is the 85 South
Charles
Show.
Charles Barkley walked out on the bill at this restaurant.
Go ahead.
We was at the table. He a crook his goddamn self. He walked smooth out on the bill. He looked around. He said, if she ain't here in 2 minutes, I'm leaving. He ain't even wait 2 minutes. Nigga
left.
Walked out immediately.
Left.
And if Charles Barkley really did say that, bitch, that's why you ain't got no ring. Ha, bling, blah.
But I do want to know who, and this on every side. This is for white people. This is for black people. This is for Asian people, Hispanic people. Who put the person that speak for your race on the news?
I want to know. Because
I know the
people
that they pick for us be
saying. That's why they scared. That's why they were scared for me to say something at the time.
They say the wrong stuff.
Bro, you said some real shit. Once you said that real shit.
The first time, they was
say
like,
that shit on
what
him.
What I said was.
Say that shit on
what
him.
What is the difference between police hate crime and a regular citizen hate crime?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And then when the chief was standing right there, I don't have no problem with the police, but I just want answers because you got to think about it. He's a black chief. First of all, you are the closest thing to in the inside that we want to hear y'all point of view.
You can't get mad at us for asking questions. They can't get mad at us.
See, that's what I was getting at, though. I don't like how they just conveniently find a black person in power. Like, every time a black kid gets shot, the police chief black all of a sudden. Who is his boss?
When did we
elect That's the motherfucker him? We need to right. talk to. We don't need to talk to the chief. We need to talk to the motherfucker the chief talked to.
But the crazy part about it, I wanted to ask him, I was like, look, because you're going to answer some questions. All I want to know is, do you feel in your heart that that was wrong? It take the cop clothes off.
Right.
If that was me.
Right.
Would you feel.
If you I, wouldn't be would, here
would,
right
would,
now.
Would, in your heart, do you think I was wrong?
Bro,
and if them polices was in your police department, what would you have done?
What'd he say?
Nothing.
They wouldn't let me. They wouldn't allow.
Oh,
me
they wouldn't
to
let you ask the question.
No.
Okay, this is at the town hall meeting they had the other day. Okay, in the city.
That's something we would want
to
know.
But see, that's another thing I have a problem with. Right. People ask a lot of questions, but they don't want to answer any.
Yeah.
And no, they
don't want to answer some of the harder questions. And when you and that's a good question because how's a hate crime there? Especially when you look at the FBI did statistics that show that white supremacist organizations have infiltrated law enforcement throughout the country. So that's something that's a real.
They don't do no background check. That's just like what Dave Banner said. But when they pull you over, they automatically got a background check.
They already know who you are.
Yeah. And we don't even know who the fuck coming up to our car.
Yeah.
It could be a fake person in a police suit.
Yeah, okay, questions for the police. That was a good question. You got any, if we could ask them some, and if it's any police officers out there that's listening.
Why would they be listening to us?
Because maybe they trying to be in tune.
Oh,
they probably doing research and reconnaissance.
Because
we all going to get pulled over after this episode.
Okay, before we even go on, I want to say it to the camera. If there's any police officers who listen to the 85 South Show and you want to come on here and talk to us about some real shit, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
Most definitely,
yeah.
Because all police are not bad cops. Like, I know good police who do shit for the community,
right.
Like who nigga, that damn let me go every time they see me. They like, nigga, get your ass on.
Right.
You feel
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
But then
right.
I know there's cops who automatically come to the car with the fucking attitude, with the intent to drag me out the car, and I don't even give them the urge because I'm so polite and kind.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, nigga, you know you in the fucking wrong.
Right.
I'm not even gonna be like, bro, you know you ain't supposed to be doing it. No, sir. I'm gonna talk to you like this, sir, until I get in my car, and until I get three lights down the street, then I'm gonna call you a
and
bitch.
And we gonna say this, and we gonna say this.
Right.
We don't lump all y'all together.
We damn
so don't
sure
lump
don't.
All us together because the problem, like you said, is police out there that do a good job and they handle what they're supposed to do. And, hey, look, I'm going to say it like this. Look, police out there, we ain't got problems with you.
Let's
people.
Hey,
the
we
police.
Got the cricket.
We got problems with policing. Cricket. And the enforcement of the laws and the enforcement of justice.
This
the policing practices ain't necessarily
right. We're going to put the shit out there because this is the 85 South Show. And we known for keeping it real as a motherfucker. That's who the podcast is for. The 85 South Show is a podcast for niggas who went to the protest and saw a nigga who owed you some money and didn't even bring that shit up. That's who this podcast is for. But I need the police to know this shit. All us ain't belligerent. I know when I get pulled over, I'm handling the officer with the utmost respect.
Right.
What, yes, sir. Right. Whatever you need. Right. Hey, let's get laid. Right. Whatever you got to do, just let's go ahead and get this shit over with. Because I know nothing I say going to stop. Nothing you trying to do right now.
Most deaf.
I know I don't have no rights. And then I'm just saying, like, nigga, don't feel like you less of a man because you got to get to the motherfucking house.
But also, this is for everybody.
You got to get to the motherfucking house.
Also, I think,
swallow your pride, man. Don't get a motherfucking no reason.
I think the whole country got to realize this because it's something you just know if you live in the South. If you black and you live in the South, you pretty much know that police are going to do what they want to do.
They're going to do what they're going to do anyway. Mm-hmm. Fuck them rights.
Right.
So, when you talking about your rights, that's going to piss them off even more and they're about to break you off some
have
more.
Wait a minute. Have you ever asked the police, don't you need a warrant? Oh, this is exactly how it's supposed to be. Oh, a warrant? You want a warrant? Okay, no problem. We'll get a warrant.
We'll get a warrant.
And he going to get on the goddamn
and get that
talking.
Damn warrant. And
no, he's not going to get a warrant. He going to get the SWAT team to come down. They're going to show up with a helicopter. They're going to pull up with a drug bear. Did you know they have a drug bear? Yeah.
It's a bear that
he don't sniff drugs. He just tear your shit up. It's just part of the warrant process. That's the whole shit. They will tear your whole car up if you ask for a warrant.
I don't know if they have a bear, but they do have a whole lot of shit that they can use.
I'm telling you.
Craziest shit ever happened to me, bro.
You will see that drug bear. You will destroy your upholstery.
I got pulled over in a convertible. Nigga told me he smelled weed. I'm like, where, officer? Where you smell this shit?
In the air. In the air. You are fogging up the air.
The air,
nigga. Let me tell you what I did to police one time, because I knew I was smoking weed.
Go ahead.
But I smoked Black to Miles as well.
Go ahead.
You feel what I'm saying? So I had like at least 20 Black and Miles in my ashtray.
Okay. That's a lot.
That's too many.
That's
bro.
A lot.
But look, it was a reason.
Okay.
You feel what I'm
for
saying?
For this particular situation
here. Nigga pulled me over. He say, I smell weed. I point my finger. I said, officer, before you get to any conclusions, I smoke Black and Miles. Pointed at the goddamn ashtray. He looked at that ashtray. He can't detect if it's weed or Black and Mild. You feel what I'm saying? He can say he smell weed.
Right.
Nigga, we smell weed and we don't even be around. We like,
no,
who
so you
got
know the
weed?
Thing is, like when you smoke
ain't
weed.
Ain't nobody got no weed.
When you smoke weed, you can't smell it. For the people who don't smoke weed, that
they
shit be
it.
Loud as a motherfucker, man.
And I'm going to tell all my black people out there, man, look. If you're in the car by yourself and you get pulled over by the police, let me tell you something. Don't try to act hard, be all that.
Nope.
Fuck you, nigga,
nope.
This is
nope.
My car. Let me
that
tell you something.
Ain't gonna work.
Don't go try to go to the hood with brag right like, yeah, nope. Yo, nigga, I just nope. Chunked the police off. Nigga,
nope. Nobody saw it.
Nobody nope. Gonna see it, and
you
they only
no
gonna take your
for
word
shit.
For it. Guess what you could do? You can act polite, be like, yes, sir, no, sir. Get to the hood, tell that same story. Look, I had to cuss the police ass out. I was like, bitch, nigga, fuck nigga this.
So you
nigga
just saying
like,
lie.
I got a question too. What happened to Freeze?
They don't even do that.
Remember police? Freeze!
That's
drop like, it, scumbag!
That's only in the movies.
I'll put a hole in you. Whatever happened to that shit? I ain't heard that shit
that's
since Leave the Weapon.
The movies,
freeze! Right now, dirtbag, drop like you. They don't even say freeze no more,
it's hot
bro.
Outside. They pull know out you're not frozen.
But this is what I'm saying. They keep talking about police. They feeling threatened. They scared. If you threatened, then why did you run up and try to tackle somebody?
Mm-hmm.
If you threatened, then I'm going to pull out my gun. I'm going to yell, freeze. And I'm going to have the drop on you. Because in the movies, they be like, I got the drop on you. And you know when you got the drop on somebody, if you got your gun out and they ain't got their gun
it's
out,
over
it's over. You going to shoot them before they get to
that
shit.
They got so many gadgets on their belt that they don't even use. They go over the handcuffs. They go over the mace. They get over the taser. And to get
right,
the gun.
Right.
Like, nigga, what you
this
got the taser
I don't,
for?
This what I don't understand.
What you got the mace for animals?
Nigga, if you don't you have to be under arrest first to resist arrest?
Yeah. I mean.
How the fuck can you be resisting arrest if you ain't under arrest?
Because you resisting to be arrested.
No. It's sometimes it's, you weren't as weak as I thought you were.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to take this much force to. He's resisting. He's heavier than I thought he was. It's like trying to pick up a suitcase and you thought it was light.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's resisting.
That
no, it's just heavier than you
man.
Thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, definitely. You have to, it bro, takes it, practice to turn me over. So.
That's what people not understanding though, man. Police brutality is way, it's way more than them just fucking
and the crazy part
people,
about it, the good
man.
Cops know they just can't say nothing because it's more crooked cops than good cops.
No, it ain't that they can't say shit. It's just that they won't say shit because they want to be down
well,
to.
Well, no, they
no,
really,
no, no,
they
no.
Kind of can't. The lady
they
on Facebook,
it's
shout
oath.
Out to the lady on Facebook who posted the video. A lot of people saw it, don't remember her name right now. But I heard she lost her job.
The black lady.
Yeah, the one that was going off and saying how she take her job serious and the oath and, you know, and it's good police out there to take the oath serious, but it's also some
but
people
this,
out there.
I don't understand. What make a nigga want to be
that's
the police?
That's not good
though.
People.
Why would a nigga want to be the police?
It's crazy.
Why would any black man want to be the police? It's
they crazy. Should.
Why?
They should now.
Why?
Because we need them.
You give me one good reason why any nigga would want to be the police.
We need them.
You can make a change individually in like
small
circumstances.
I don't want to deal with no police, whether they black or white. Why do we need black police? What is,
because,
what's the difference?
Because then if we got it. All white police, that's even worse. So then you need, see, the other thing is you don't have the same type of people that are police. You got to look at what police used to do. Mm. What policing used to meant was you was in the community. You had to walk a beat. You had to be in the area. You had to know what was going on. That's how you solve crimes, because you actually know people. Now you got police that don't get out the car.
This is what I think.
Ain't never been out the car. Don't talk to nobody in the community.
Nah, that's not it.
And them motherfuckers the got, listen,
they want to use all them it. Fucking weapons and shit they got. That's why ain't none
listen
of that shit. They want to use them tasers and bulletproofs and shit.
Some
they
of them
use
police officers ain't never been in real life situations. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they whole life, they never been in a real life situation. So when they assume somebody's resisting and fighting back to the police officer, they mind freak out. They ain't never been in a real life situation. So get what they
real.
Do? All they know is, shit, just kill them. If we ain't never, they ain't never been
but
in no altercation.
Have. There's plenty of police out there that's had plenty of altercations and they
not,
take people alive.
Not with somebody of this caliber. You feel what I'm saying? Like man. Heavier than, like you been normally locking up. Maybe you might lock up white people. You let them go. You get you a black person every now and then.
Oh, you? No, you a black person. If you a cop, you done locked up some black people.
No, I ain't talking about no black cop.
I'm talking about white cop.
No, I'm
talking
about,
you
saying you done locked up some black people, but you ain't. You know, every time, once in a lifetime, a police going to meet they match.
What?
Once
you talking about like beat up or something?
No.
What
I'm just
mean?
Saying. I'm just saying like they going to meet they match. Like.
Yeah.
Like a real nigga who ain't going for none of that shit
right,
y'all
like
talking
you ain't
about
to disrespect me.
Yeah, like hey,
if you
nigga,
taking me to jail, you gonna
right.
handle me like a
to,
man.
You gonna have to come right. nigga what? Get me on the ground.
Right.
Like
right.
tassel me
right.
on the ground.
Right.
Like you ain't
not
been in no real altercation.
Like yeah.
So when they get into a real altercation and a motherfucker be like, fuck your badge and fuck you. Now they like, man, what the fuck?
Right.
This nigga crazy.
Right. I got to kill him.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? The other motherfucker, they vulnerable. They like, here you go, officer. They
but then you got situations
over.
Where they don't even, where they ain't, like my man, Philando Castile, he was in the car.
That was a hate crime, man.
That's
shit,
what I'm saying. A lot of this shit is a hate crime, though,
it's
man.
It's wrong.
Look,
I mean,
who,
folks say it wasn't
look
wrong,
who
but you got a little
are,
kid in the car.
Hold
you got
up,
a little kid in the car.
No, he got a little
and
kid
you
in the
shoot
car. How,
into the car
how threatened,
with a little kid.
How threatened can you be to shoot at somebody in
the car? If they having a high-speed chase and it involve a kidnap and it's a kid in the car, don't they back off?
No.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
Yes, they do. They don't shoot
saying.
In their car.
They're
not going to shoot the tires out.
Look at the victim
of
this shit,
no,
bro. It's men, women, and children being victims of police brutality every fucking day, bro. You just saw them shoot in the car with a baby in there.
But
what
that's what
talking
I'm
about?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Say? I'm saying that's wrong.
They do do
that's
had
wrong.
This baby
and
the
police talking about it's not wrong.
They
talk about we
got
to wait till the
wrong.
Facts come out.
Fuck
we got to wait till
the facts. I don't
facts.
Need the facts. I seen the goddamn video.
What do you think I'm saying? Who,
I seen
why
the video.
You arguing with me like I'm saying some shit different
uh-oh,
than what
here
the
we
fuck
go.
You saying?
Let's fight.
This
no,
nigga
here. They want us to do
how
that.
How you going to say they
swat? God damn it. I seen the baby
this
in the car.
This nigga getting mad at me for stating facts.
I seen the baby. Talking about they can't do that. They did it.
No, I said they can't say that they can't call it.
This
which
is
what
the
85 saying.
South Show. This is a podcast for all the niggas who's still alive. Damn, that's fucked up. It's
hey
so
man,
many niggas.
This podcast is for the niggas who's stealing at the store and I almost got caught.
Damn right.
Listening to this podcast.
You motherfucking right.
Because I almost did earlier.
This podcast right here. is for niggas who's sleeping t-shirts of teams they not even fans of. That's right. Did you hear that they found a nigga hanging in Piedmont Park?
That shit crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
What the
they
fuck?
They just released, I think, the info and the name. It's a lot of stuff going around,
what's
man.
His
they
name?
Ain't really said nothing. I don't know, man. I think you have to Google it.
Rest in peace to Alton Sterling. Rest in peace to Philando Castile.
Rest in peace to everybody.
Rest in
man.
It's the man in Houston.
My man in Piedmont.
My man in Houston that got shot up.
The people
what's his
in
name?
Dallas, man.
Alva. What's his name, bro? Groucho, my nigga got shot 10 times, bro, by the police.
When?
That was just a couple days ago, man.
Well,
In Houston. That was like 3-4 days ago, man. Man, he was walking. Somebody stole his horse. He had his gun. He was walking down the street. You know, he's straight. He legal. Police stopped. Shot him 10 times, bro.
He had his hands up. He ain't do nothing.
No, this is on video. This man actually had his hands in the air. Like,
and what's his name?
His name. Hey, look it up for me, Chad, right quick. Yeah, in Houston.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I say, man, it be hate crimes. And they be like, do you see the law for North Carolina that they say?
This is what I'm saying right here,
bro. No, this shit got to be heard. They got a law in North Carolina that if you record the police, they can throw that shit out.
Yeah.
I heard it was that they body cam. They don't have to release that to the public.
Yeah.
Which ain't no better. But that's even worse. That means the police body cam don't never have to be released to the public, so which means that it's only for police use. So which means they can say whatever they want to say.
We don't need your body cam. We looking at a live stream.
Right.
We looking at you on Facebook Live. We looking at you on
Periscope. How about we turn this bitch into a third world country?
Nope. Let's not do that.
Don't do that.
Nope.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm not with that
idea. Five more niggas get killed, man. I'm telling you, man. Get some guns, man.
Nope. Delete this whole shit out. And now you're going to get us fucked up with the feds.
Nah, for real.
The feds ain't going to come.
Okay, keep
talking. But no, the problem I also have, man, like I said, man, don't group us and don't say they did this and they and trying to put all this together.
Who is they?
That's what they try to say when we do stuff, but it's... And then the other thing I have a problem with is the media, man. Y'all words is super irresponsible, man.
Talk to them.
Y'all say stuff like, you know, a well-calculated, well-planned-out attack. Okay, how he planned it out in 2 days?
Why they calling Black Lives Matter a terrorist group?
How they planned it out? And why the KKK ain't never been called a terrorist group?
Yeah.
Why the neo-Nazi organization ain't never been called a terrorist group?
They should call PETA a terrorist group. They run around attacking people.
And I'm just saying, it's stuff. If
that's real. They be throwing paint. Yeah, that's his name. How you pronounce this shit? Alva. It's Alva Brazil. Rest in peace,
did you look it up?
Yeah, Alva Brazil. Damn, bro, that shit's sad. It's like every day you turn on the news, it's another goddamn tragedy, man.
And also, the dude that shot up Dallas, man, it was like... You shot up a Black Lives Matter rally. Bruh. You could have shot up a KKK rally.
You put a lot of people in danger.
Hold on, wait a minute. The black man shot up a Black Lives Matter?
That was the dude in Dallas.
Michael Johnson.
He could have shot up the KKK rally. That would have made more sense. George Zimmerman still out there lurking.
I'm just saying. When he shot that shit up, he put a lot of people in danger, man. He made it 10 times worse for every black man on the streets right now that still got to deal with the police.
It gave him a reason. It don't add up.
It gave him a reason. Now he justifying all this bullshit that's going on.
And he got blown up with a robot.
Where the fuck they do that at?
Like some Looney Tunes.
Hold up, bro. Let's talk about that for just a... Where the fuck they do that at?
It's a robot.
Man, once they got all that information, they just... It's
a robot.
Damn, bro.
The robot ain't have a camera on it?
Where the fuck are we right now?
Who got a robot without a camera on it? If you got a robot without a camera on it, you can't afford a robot. I'm just saying. They tried to say on the news they was outgunned. They had a robot.
They had a robot.
They was outgunned, but he had a robot.
But they had a fucking an explosive robot. Where is the robot?
They showed a picture of the robot. You know they got bomb disposal robots that defuse bombs? Apparently, they used this robot to drop the bomb off. And, yeah, that's, right. I mean, they say it's the first time it's ever been done. It's the first time I've ever heard anything like it. And,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's questions.
Bro, they have cases.
I'm amazed at how fast cases
can
be closed.
Stop beating this shit. That shit pick up on the record, nigga.
Well, it needs to be picked up.
You fucking up my acoustics,
my nigga. It needs to be picked up. I need a gavel in this bitch. There ain't no justice.
Speaking of gavel, did you see that Judge Hatchett going to represent Philando Castile's family?
Judge Hatchett is?
Judge Hatchett.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I feel good about that.
I guess.
Bro, she a real judge.
She a judge.
Her law firm is going to represent.
Oh, it's her law firm.
Yeah, okay. Like on some Johnny
Cochran.
Because
I was about to say, she a judge. You can't.
Bro, you can't be a fucking judge. You got to be a lawyer first, then you get to be a judge.
Yeah, but she can't go back and do the law on the case.
Yes, she can.
As a judge.
No, she's not going to be the judge. She's going to be a lawyer in this sense.
She ain't a judge no more.
Well, she still get.
You
got to
stop judging to do law, right?
No.
Yeah, you don't know that. You weren't confident with your knowledge.
Like, judge is like the highest you can be in the court.
People out there, man, let me know, man. You can't judge.
Would you tell this
man
that when you a
lawyer,
that is
the
highest court.
At
the
same time.
And then you go to the Supreme Court.
You can't be at the same time. You can't stop judging to go try a case and then jump back in with your robe on. I don't think so.
What?
Yeah, you she can't stop judging too. To be a
she,
lawyer. That,
she was a judge and a clerk.
She was our judge in real life. The TV show was the TV show. Like, she was, like, that was a show, my nigga. That wasn't real court.
But she was a real judge.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
So she.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Stop beating on this shit. You're not following me.
Okay. Can you be a judge?
Yes.
Now.
Go ahead.
Nigga.
Okay, go ahead.
Obviously, you have to be a lawyer to be a judge. You have to go through the legal process and stuff. But once you become a judge, you can't just be like, hey, I'm finna go try this case and snatch your robe off and go put on your lawyer clothes and try the case. And then once the case over, throw your robe back on. You got to do one of the other.
Y'all talking about
that's
Judge Hatchett?
Yeah.
But she got a firm, so that makes sense. I understand
that. I think she's the best candidate right now because she's not going to bullshit with these folks.
Right. Because they keep getting that same dude. Like, what's that? Ben Crump. The black dude, the lawyer with the big ass suit.
Big ass nose.
Yeah, he be trying. Every time he go to court, they don't take him serious because he don't know how to talk right,
no,
bro.
Don't he talk with his tongue?
Yeah, that man talk like, they don't take him serious, bro.
The man was
Benjamin Crump.
He was innocent.
Right.
You can't believe anything that come
with
out of
lip.
He done lost every case, bro. We got to hang him up.
He was innocent.
What cases he done had?
He was the lawyer for Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, and then after that, they just got him out of there.
He can't do nothing. Cause first of all, he got to get his tongue cut a little bit because it's too,
yeah, they don't
too
take,
long.
Yeah, they don't take him seriously.
Because he was innocent and judge, like judge.
Anybody
who say judge like that, it's over.
Have you seen that black police officer from Milwaukee they keep digging up? He get on TV
and
say.
He look like L.A. Reid.
Yeah, nah, not him. That's the one from Dallas. They got the other one. He be like, yeah, these niggas are crazy. I don't blame the police for shooting them.
I don't know.
Who said that?
I don't know, man.
That nigga from
But that's what the news do. They David find somebody Clark. To say
that's
something to be sensational,
Sheriff David
man.
Clark.
They find somebody to say something
they
sensational.
They always find somebody to come out and say the craziest
and
shit.
And look, all I want to say is, I want to say this too, man. Look,
go ahead.
Don't be looking at stuff like it's not a precedence for it, okay?
Speak to him.
You can look into what happened to the Black Panthers. You can look into, you know, them being sabotaged by the CIA. You can look at, you know, Hoover trying to tear apart. You can look at black people being an enemy of Richard Nixon's presidency.
For what?
And that's what saying. That's what I'm saying. So don't act like it's not a precedence. And don't get, when people start asking stuff, how could you say that? How could you think that easily? Because it's facts to back it, man. And it's gone on in this country before. And
Black
it's
Lives Matter.
It's nothing new under the sun.
It ain't, man. And you don't know.
We got to start as a people.
Hey, that shit you said at the little press jump was fly, though. When you was like, everybody's talking about banks, and you was like, nigga, banks ain't what's killing us.
Yeah, they was like, we need to go to the black banks, and we need to go to the black washing machine. I was like, look, that's cool. That's pretty. That's nice. But the banks and the washing machine ain't killing the nigga. Right. It's the cops, and I want to talk to this nigga. And then that's when they
grab
my mic.
And I think everybody is looking for a short-term solution. Like, I know that it's going to take time for shit to get better, but What we do in the meantime? We can't keep sit back and watch this shit happen. How are we gonna solve this shit?
We gotta work from home.
Just stay in the house, though.
Go out,
bro. Don't go out,
bro. That's probably
they purging.
Come vampires.
Nigga,
they
I
purging.
Was thinking the same shit, bro. We're gonna have to start going back underground. Niggas can't come outside at 7:30 at night, bro.
Man,
something
like these.
We
cops
need an
purging.
Underground network.
They purging for real.
Nah, really. What it's gonna take is
what it's gonna take, bro. Man, what can we do short term?
It's really gonna take people really opening up their minds, man, and stop shutting stuff down.
I don't know what y'all gonna do
because
but
it's
I got
a lot
me
of
a
people,
white family.
It's a lot of people getting in the way, and they don't want to help.
You don't hear what I said?
No, I heard you.
No, you didn't.
That ain't gonna help you.
Yes,
either.
The fuck it is.
You think it?
I got me a white family. We go out together, and I put one all around me. Everybody's around me, protect me.
That still ain't gonna help.
Shit.
That still ain't gonna help.
They might take me to jail, but I know they ain't gonna shoot.
Hey, if you're looking for white people for any type of protection, it ain't finna help.
Go
you.
Get
you that right now.
Go get you a white person.
Nope.
That's all you can do.
I don't even
do,
want
really?
A white person working security for me.
Why
nope.
Not?
Nope.
Bend down, tie, shoot
nope.
Your ass, assassinated.
Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Fought wrong.
Mm-mm. DC, what we going to do in the meantime?
They need some vested interest.
Just.
Nah, man, for real. Like,
it's really on some, like, we just got to pray and just walk by faith. Because I'm not going to be scared of no police.
Right.
Not going nowhere. It just, you just fuck it. It's look, man, fuck it. I'm going to go down here. I'm going to keep taking my black ass to Peachtree. I'm going to keep taking my black ass down here to Piedmont. When I got out the Uber and they were like, oh, there's a nigga walking across the street in the building. Yep, working in the same building you work at, right. Bitch. So I'm going to keep walking by faith and just, it is what it is, man, and just pray that we see a change. You right. Feel me?
Everybody keeps talking about gun control, this and gun control. What about gun control, man?
Man, we need pistols. Just on some.
What's gun control gonna do?
What's gun control?
What's gun control gonna do?
What the?
At the end of the day,
what's gun laws gonna do?
Fuck the gun laws.
The gun gonna follow the law?
We need.
Are you gonna pull the trigger and the gun gonna be like, mm-mm, that's 10 years. I ain't doing that. Gun laws ain't going to stop shit because criminals don't give a fuck about laws. That's why they're criminals. Right. So for you to think gun laws is going to deter people from doing anything, it's not going to do much, man.
I don't know why people think guns are going to protect them from criminals. Anytime, like criminals rob motherfuckers with guns. You're not ready when the criminals show up. This ain't going to come from out of nowhere with his gun ready. Like, you
very
rarely hear about somebody saving themselves.
I don't give a fuck. We need guns for our own personal use.
Yes, you do.
We need guns just for that.
Dexter Tucker. Shout out to Dexter Tucker. He definitely defended his home.
Right.
When they ran up in there.
There's cases like that, but.
You got to defend. Hey, I say for defending your home.
Yeah.
That's a must have.
I'm a gun person. I think guns are very necessary, but what the fuck is gun control?
We need guns. Fuck the gun control because we need it for our own personal use because niggas are crazy. It's just not niggas. I'm talking about niggas in general. People are crazy.
Say it. Like, that's a good place to say. When you say niggas are crazy, define what you mean.
Niggas in general.
Somebody gonna hear that shit and think you're talking about just black people.
Your child can be a nigga. Your Asian child, who Miss Kim up there at Beauty Supply, she's a nigga. I'll be like, man, that nigga in that tripping.
Right.
Niggas are everybody. I even call white people niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Right. Like Miss Suzanne, that nigga is tripping. Right. She about to call the police. We gotta get the fuck out from around
here.
See, y'all.
I know what you meant when you said that. That's why I wanted you to explain that shit.
Nah, niggas
bro.
In general, that mean human. Niggas equals humans.
Right. Cause I can
all race.
Yeah, this nigga here. But don't start saying that shit if you ain't been saying.
Nah, I'm just saying, yeah, don't do that. I'm just saying.
Right.
Personal people, we just need them in our personal use.
Let me ask you this shit, DC Clayton. Do y'all think voting work?
Hey, yeah, we put the right people in there, motherfucker.
Well, who the fuck? We've been voting for all these goddamn years. Who are the right people?
Hey, I tell you what. If nobody votes, we still going to have a president.
Right.
So you got to vote for more.
No, I'm just saying if nobody, let's say none of us, the whole entire U.S., we didn't vote, they still going to have a president.
Right. Cause I know I ain't voted. I've been.
They
voting.
Still gonna have.
I've been
a president.
Voting for the last 15 years, my nigga. Since
they got
I was
electoral college. They gonna vote.
Where
they
the
gonna
fuck
vote
is
you?
My vote, bro? None of the shit I voted for worked.
Well, they don't. I'm they don't really you, count because electoral
listen
college.
Listen to me. I wish you can go back to the Bill Clinton days.
No, what? The fuck you don't.
What? When Clinton was in office, this shit was.
That's
smooth.
Why shit
How
fucked
old was
up
you
now.
When Clinton was in office?
I was like, at least he had like bruh, 4 more 5 years.
Exactly.
It was smooth
when you were born.
No, I wasn't.
When you was 4 and 5, when you was
we're talking about when he was leaving.
When you was 1 through 5, it was smooth. No. Of course it was. No. Everything's smooth when your ass is 1 through 5.
No, bro.
Shit shouldn't be rough.
I ain't think about it like
that.
Your
political
views,
but
a lot of
right.
old people, but a lot of old people I know like Clinton.
Nah,
though.
They don't.
They think they do.
No, they don't.
Well,
they
why
don't.
Y'all don't like Clinton?
Because we know what the fuck he
because
means.
I'm just not a big fan of the same people running the country the whole goddamn time.
Nope.
How many Bushes we going to have run this country? How many Clintons
okay,
we going to have run this country?
So
how many Kennedys we
going to
have
run tell me why
country?
Y'all don't want Clinton.
Because we already had one.
Clinton is the motherfucker who enforced the
for,
mandatory
for 8
minimum.
Years.
Yeah.
Mandatory what?
Mandatory minimum. When you go to prison and you got to go for mandatory minimum. Yeah, that's Clinton. That's
three strikes.
The, three strikes.
All
yeah.
the crack.
Yeah.
All the crack laws
all
that's
that.
Disproportionate with
yeah.
the cocaine laws.
Everything, bro. That's
that happened
crazy.
Under them. And not say, I mean, but every president do some good and some bad, man. At the end of the day, you know, Obama going to
well,
get
I
out of here.
I ain't never heard that shit.
With some bad.
Man. They won't. That's because
you
shit
was
they won't
1 through 5.
Exactly.
They didn't play that on Nickelodeon.
Old heads don't even say no shit like that.
Man, they say that stupid shit for shit like, huh? Right. They say that shit for stupid shit like, oh, he got his dick sucked. He a black man. That's stupid as fuck. Fuck them dumbass niggas.
George Bush was the first nigger president.
Shit.
He was. That nigga was mad niggerish.
Why?
Because that nigga went after somebody that tried to kill his daddy that ain't have shit to do what was going on.
Preach.
Whenever some shit happened, he act like he ain't know what the fuck was going on.
Preach.
And he act like it wasn't his fault, and he was quick to blame that shit on somebody else. Preach. That if that ain't the most niggerish shit that a president has ever done,
bro, you left
I don't
out
know
the
what
top
is.
One, though.
What?
When that nigga shot his homeboy in the face and made him apologize.
Oh! Yeah, that's the Dick Cheney shot somebody in the face.
Right. That was under his watch,
yeah.
though. That's crazy.
Hold on, Dick Cheney shot a nigga?
Bro, Dick Cheney shot a nigga in the face.
While they was hunting.
Made him go on TV and apologize.
The dude apologized for
his
face being so big. The dude said, I'm sorry, my face is abnormally large. I shouldn't have even been out there. That's what he said.
Hell nah, that funny.
Bro, this is the 85 South Show. We'll teach you all that shit you ain't learned in ninth grade.
The shit they ain't gonna teach nigga in the ninth grade because I was too busy gambling.
Hey man, ain't you exhausted? Ain't you just goddamn being black is exhausting than a motherfucker, ain't it?
I was tired.
No,
this
shit
tired.
I love being black. There was one point in your life where you were like, damn, I want to do how I feel to be like Chinese or some shit.
Who?
I just want to kick and just like be in the air for a long time. You know, when I was young, they ain't TV shit.
What you talking about, man?
What you on, my name?
What?
They used to teach me that shit a lot, bro. Like, I thought rice came from pigs.
What?
Yeah.
Who taught you this?
This shit I learned from elementary and took on with me in my adulthood.
I didn't know you was that fucked up, bro. You thought
nigga,
rice?
I was arguing with somebody in 10th grade. I was like, bro, I love pig. I love rice. Like,
what the fuck? Man, you lost his head,
bro. At what point did... Ooh,
bro, we got to get you. Hey, man, is anybody in the mental health field who fucking with 85 stuff?
How does that even go? Man,
bro, I know this one bitch who a chemist. She might be able to put you something together. This nigga has a chemical imbalance. He said rice come from pigs. I'm done.
I thought so.
Here I am. I thought we was having
and
a moment.
And my family were laughing like a motherfucker. They like, that nigga think rice come from pigs. I was like, bitch, I do.
You graduated, bro.
I did.
They just let you up.
They just let you go.
Because ain't no way you graduated.
Come on, get him out of here. He got to go.
Hey, how old is he?
Get him out of here.
Hey,
he been saying the same shit since he was 1 through 5.
Hey.
He keep talking about Clinton.
Hey, as a young nigga, I'm like, boy, Clinton is the nigga to put back in the office.
Have you noticed, like, comedians have always been awake, you know, like, woke on this shit, just talking about police brutality and real ass shit. Like, it's some jokes right now that you can hear that just hit so fucking hard.
Because they have to. We the comedians at the end of the day, man, we can, that's our job, man. We got to make the uncomfortable. Not comfortable, but we got to bring it to the light, man. We try to talk about the stuff that's untalked about, the stuff that doesn't go on, man. We really like the underdog, man. We try to serve for justice for the people that
what
don't
is,
get
what
it.
What does that put us as entertainers like? You know, we have to cater to some audiences and different types of people who may not agree with our social commentary, but, like, how do you handle that? How do you handle that? Because,
I mean,
you know, we got a wide range of fans, like,
well, I mean, some people don't, you know.
Do you censor yourself?
Bow Wow said he was minding his business. They asked him to say something about what was going on, and he put back, he said he minding his business.
Oh, well.
So, well.
Well, about the situation, what's going on? Because it's like, normally that's what I do, mind my business, but it's like, it's sometimes.
Well, you also don't work for CBS.
To, so. Yeah. But, you know, I ain't really got shit in jeopardy. You feel like I can speak.
You know, CBS is kind of the old white.
When you're working for the white man, you got to be like,
yeah.
You know,
do you think people,
wrong,
like, expect too much out of celebrities and stuff like this?
What you expect them to do? I think y'all putting, what you, what you expect them to say?
Like, every time some shit happen, they jump out. Well, Beyonce ain't said nothing yet.
What you expect them to say, man?
It seems like everybody waiting on their favorite celebrity to come up, show up, and save the day.
I mean, I don't think that's the problem with this society. We look to celebrities to lead us, and they ain't no lead. They for entertainment.
Let me ask you,
man,
this: this is the one that everybody want to know. Why you think out of all these years, Michael Jordan never said nothing about all these killings over his shoes, or never took a stance on anything?
Well, no, he
political.
Did. Remember when they asked him about the Obama thing? He said Republicans buy Jordans too.
Hey, you know what? That shit was so fucked up. It was fucked up when you said it. I couldn't imagine if he said that. Like, just saying, I was like, what the fuck?
That's what I was like.
Did that shit hurt?
That shit hurt.
No, this was when they was asking if he was going to endorse Barack. And he was like, nah, man, you know, Republicans buy sneakers too.
Damn.
Like, it don't matter. Hamza Hari. Okay. Well, he's saying shop online, nigga.
That's what he said.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You're stupid as fuck, man. Yeah, what okay. is wrong with you,
Republicans
man?
Shop online. Hey. Democrats go to the mall.
I think Michael Jordan just want that check, man. He too worried about what it would what it would do. Because you get look at people like, and look, oh man, I'm just going to say this. All across the board, from people to police to celebrities to leaders, they not built the same like they used to be.
What they built.
Ain't no more Muhammad Ali that's going to stand up.
Ain't no more Jim Browns.
Ain't no more of them cowboy-ass white dudes. Remember them John Wayne's, the good cowboy? Like, all right, well, we're just going to have to go on over here, and I'll shoot everybody in the vicinity if they give me any trouble. Now all these dudes is scared. They were scared in school. They were scared when they got out in the real world, and now they got a gun, and they still scared. And that's why they acting the way they acting. People ain't built the same, man. For real, I'm just saying.
Hurry.
You stupid.
For real.
Put your hair.
That's what I'm asking you, DC. You think people put too much pressure on celebrities to speak up on?
Hell yeah. They be like, Tope, you got the voice. The people are watching you.
But
I'm
then,
like, bitch, they watching me to laugh.
Damn.
But you gotta speak on the situation like these past two tragedies touched me. Like I was on some shit. Like, you know what?
Like what?
I'm about to tell them to bring that ass here, boy. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm tired. Because at the end of the day, that could have been me, you, Clay.
But we all—that's what I'm saying. Like we all been in a situation where it could have been either way.
You feel what I'm saying? Like that shit. This shit. It's on some like. Then this the footage showing like this ain't no nigga behind the car. I can't see. Nah, motherfucker. This is what it's showing.
You know what really made me mad about that shit, though?
Look what I want to grab the phone and say, look, nigga, what did that say?
What pissed me off about the shit was, like, people still was wanting some more footage. Like, well, what happened before the camera came on? Like, goddamn. You got to have a whole goddamn thing. You see what happened?
I heard the white lady on the news. She was like, well, that's what you see right now. We're trying to see what happened prior to that because, you know, that maybe he was, did the police actually do the job?
Bitch.
I'm like, bitch, stop trying to cover up before I slap shit out your ass when you get off the air because you know what's going on.
No, but that's the other thing, too, man. It's always when it's us on the cameras, we got to wait till the facts come out.
Don't jump to conclusion.
But if it's the police attacking us, we gotta wait till the facts. But if it's us doing anything else, the cameras was there. They got it open and shut case. This is who it is. Yeah. This is what he did. This is what he's doing. Take him to jail. Let's go.
Let me ask y'all this.
And when a white person do it, he was a scholar. He went to church every Thursday and Sunday.
He only ate vegetables.
He only ate vegetables, and he loves 50 right. cent vitamin
right.
water.
Right.
He be like, well, bitch,
let me ask y'all
that,
this. Let me ask you this.
Like,
when the shit in
I'm
Dallas?
Sorry. All right, go ahead. I just had that. That was the last one.
Did the Dallas shit shock you? Were you shocked that shit happened?
To be honest?
Be honest.
Hell no.
I mean, was I shocked? Yeah.
I wasn't shocked.
I was because it didn't make sense to me. It didn't add up with none of what they were what I was seeing wasn't adding up
to what they were saying.
It wasn't. And it just wasn't. It didn't make sense to me.
What was it that stuck out to you the most?
Man, first of all, why would you shoot up a Black Lives Matter rally? That was a problem I had too. There's a lot of other places. If what they said was true that he felt how he felt about white people, how he felt about police.
Plenty of other places.
There was plenty of places to do this where it wouldn't have put the people that
your own kind in danger.
That he supposedly supposed to be.
Right.
And it's,
that didn't make sense.
That didn't make sense to me. Also, them saying that it was a well-planned, calculated attack. How could it have been a well-planned, calculated attack? That rally wasn't set up in advance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, this is just – I watch words because I work with words. That's what I do for a living. So when I see words and I see well-planned, calculated attack, but then if I watch the Orlando thing, I saw that they said it was random and he had just got fed up and he was mentally unstable. Yeah. But then the question is they said he had been going to that club for months.
Right.
That sound like you doing research. That sound like you doing reconnaissance. That sound like it's well-planned. That sound like – you know, you was organizing
you, they knew you well enough not to check you for a whole AR-15.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. So when you say one thing is one way And then it's just same thing with Dylann Roof. They went out of their way to stress how he was a lone wolf, even though he had this information from white supremacy organizations.
Right.
And as soon as this man comes out, you already know he Nation you know of Islam, what? This Black was some Lives red Matter. Flag. He in a dashiki, yeah. And he don't got no social media.
Those were some more red flags for me with the Michael Johnson shit. Like, he had no social media, but the social media they put out, he had no posts and 10,000 followers or whatever, these fake or whatever. Then ain't nobody on Twitter or social media is like, damn, I knew Mike. I went to school with him. That nigga been crazy. Like,
right.
What? Nobody knew this motherfucker fell out the sky.
Right.
Who was in the army with him?
Right.
They know that motherfucker. They just ain't gonna say nothing.
And then they talked to his parents. I'm watching the shit as it unfolds.
But when they talked to Dylann Roof, they talked to his friends.
I saw the first report. They said it was 5 goddamn shooters. And then they said it was a sniper. Then I saw a video of a nigga on the ground. I don't know who the fuck did this shit.
And then it come down to it. It was just only one nigga.
I don't know who the fuck did this shit. Where is the building that they blew up? Did nobody hear it? It wasn't no smoke. If you blow up a goddamn building, it's going to be some debris or some shit. Where that building at?
It's going to be a lot of shit.
It's just a lot of questions.
So
man,
you mean to tell me you sent a whole bomb in that bitch and blew this man up and his driver's license straight and the gun don't got no scratches on it? I don't know.
I'm just lost
as a motherfucker.
I just don't see somebody why they would choose that event in that time period, even if they were fed up, and maybe he was mentally unstable. Maybe that was the case. But you know, another thing, anytime anybody shoot up something, they want to say they mentally unstable. Right. But how unstable are you if you made a plan? And you smart as hell, and the shit go out too. And you bought everything off the internet. You bought shell catchers, infrared beams, night vision goggles, extended clips, parachutes, combat boots, flashbangs, hand grenades, Batman utility belt. You went and bought all this shit off eBay, but now you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, fucking right.
Right.
Yeah. They know what's going on. Yeah.
Want to hear that shit?
I'm sorry. I won't hear that shit.
That's anybody, show, man.
I don't fuck with nobody shooting up shit, whoever they are.
Most definitely. Hmm?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know, with the blue-eyed, brown-eyed test.
Yeah, shout out to Jane Elliott, man. If you don't know about Jane Elliott, make sure you look up some Jane Elliott. That lady is smart.
Yeah.
You need to check out some Tim Wise videos, too. You fuck with Tim Wise?
You know, Tim Wise, the white dude who be dropping all the knowledge.
Taking up for.
Do the experiments and stuff. Yeah.
Shada gonna spit that real shit.
She's
gonna be like, she was in the whole white. Like, she was in a building full of white people. She was like, raise your hand. Who are some people that you heard say some real shit? She was like, raise your hand if they was white and you thought they was I want to call her right. She said, raise your hand.
Oh no. If you were white and you get treated the same way, raise your hand if you would want to be treated the way that black people are treated in this country.
Most definitely. And nobody raised their fucking hand. And she said, That should tell you that
you know what's going on, and you don't want it for yourself.
I want every white person in this room who would be happy to be treated as this society in general treats our citizens, our black citizens. If you, as a white person, would be happy to receive the same treatment that our black citizens do in this society, please stand. You didn't understand the directions. If you white folks want to be treated the way blacks are in this society, stand. Nobody's standing here. That says very plainly that you know what's happening. You know you don't want it for you. I want to know why you're so willing to accept it or to allow it to happen for others.
Straight like that.
Yeah. Just like that, bro.
And that's it. That's it.
That's Jane Elliott for your ass.
I thought we should end the show just like that. That's it. That's it.
Hey.
Before we do that, just tell me some people who, like, I know through social media and shit, you big on there and all that. Like, who are some people that said some shit that really stuck out to you? I know Killer Mike, he been riding for way before that.
Most definitely. And,
David Banner.
I know David Banner, he came through and he was just speaking on the whole, the police brutality. And Tyrese said something that really stuck out to me. He said, God damn, Cat ain't said it yet. he was like, take a look around. We was at the town hall, man. He said, take a look around. He said, you see majority of blacks. He say, when we go to work, we diverse, we Chinese, we white, we kiki, we ha ha with each other. She say, but you considered my friend. But if you there, if you consider my friend, be here when we need you the most.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you take it around. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody here diverse. Ain't nobody here speaking up. Because if that would have been you, and you would have been feeling some type of way, I would have went down there to show you some support. Because, you know what I'm saying, I rock with you and I know that it's wrong. But take a look around and just realize that we all we got. You feel what I'm saying? So that kind of stuck out with me.
Even through this tragedy, though, I'm seeing a lot of people that, like, you know, this type of shit happen all the time. And then Jesse Williams said that speech, and now you starting to see more and more people, like, come out and do shit. Like, Snoop and the Game got together and did something with the LAPD. Mm-hmm. Like, they went and marched down there and had a meeting with the LAPD.
I'm going to say this, too, though. Sometimes celebrities be doing stuff that's trendy.
Yeah.
And what's popular, like, they'll come out to the march, but they ain't really out there for the march. They out there for that photo op. You know what I'm saying? And they want to try to, all right,
but you know what,
but
though,
the march finna move this
not,
way.
Let's
we
not,
move
let's not
way,
even do
way.
That shit. I don't give a fuck if they there just for the photo op.
But
as long
now,
as
look,
they
look,
there,
look, look,
just be
the,
there.
No. The reason I say that is because they take away from it. Because if you come to the march and you got people that's going to follow you and going to listen to you, and then you come to the front of it and then you leave to go the opposite way and you taking people with you away from the march, that's a whole different game, man. You taking away from the strength of these people's numbers. So if you want to be out there, then be out there. But don't be out there and then you want to lead people following you on another path or a different path than what these people done set up, man. You know, if you want to do that, then be there in the initial stages when they planning that to go out there. Are you planning, then you set it up.
I'm looking at the shit totally different. I'm just glad motherfuckers out there. Just be out there.
Shit. Okay. I ain't happy for everybody to be out there.
Are there any other ways that people could protest?
Just be a difference, man. If you know it's a wrongdoing in the community, just be a difference.
What you know gonna what do different, Fly?
What am I?
I'm gonna do some shit different too. Like I ain't. I'm
I,
not.
I know. I got a black 86 color. I'm thinking about buying a new car.
Yeah, you think
that's
you
the first step? Shit, because before this shit happened, they was all on me.
Yeah.
And now this shit happening, nigga, I don't definitely try to get pulled over. You feel what I'm saying?
They ain't nothing to slack up on.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So you saying you're going to just change the way you move around?
Change the way you move, and then just plus, like I said, man, I walk by faith, man. I ain't studying this shit.
Yeah.
If it's my time, it's my time. If it ain't, it ain't. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not even really tripping, man, because I would have been in positions, and I know I got a mouthpiece to get myself out of position. Not saying, hey, fuck nigga, no nigga.
Right.
Lead, then I follow.
Right.
Lead is counterpunching. You feel what I'm saying? That's a good boxer is a great defense win game. A good counterpuncher is going to win the fucking boxing game all day. Yeah.
Hold on. That's right. And I won't say this, too, because I'm watching the news. And the news try to make it seem like we just the most divided country. And everybody on different sides. Stop looking at the world through that screen, man. Stop letting that TV tell you how to feel. Stop looking at what them little comments saying, because a lot of them people ain't even real.
They don't even stand for what they stand for.
They not
man.
Even real,
They not
man.
Real.
When you go out here in the real world, when you go to these marches, when they was having these marches in Atlanta, it was plenty of white people out there.
It
was plenty of Hispanic people out there. When they shut down the stuff on Buckhead,
right.
A lot of white people got arrested.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So to act like it's just our problem.
And check this
and it's
out.
Not they,
we got to acknowledge that too.
It's a people
it's
problem.
A lot
man.
Of, it's a lot of people other than black people who are out protesting right
yeah.
now. It's Asian people.
Yeah.
It's Support. Latino people. It's all types of different diverse groups, man.
What you got from the youth point of view, DC?
From the youth.
From the youth. What can the youth say? Because I got youth and then I got somebody younger than you.
From the youth point of view, man, like I say, man, they always try to speak for us, the old, the elderly, but we are the youth. First of all, it start with us. The black-on-black killing, you know what I'm saying, it got to stop.
Let's say it right here.
The black-on-black killing got to stop because when we come together for times like this.
Let's say killing, period.
Because when we come together, we can be more it's more unity and we can have more power in numbers. You feel what I'm saying? The less we are, our voices can't be heard. Think about with the Malcolm X and Martin Luther King.
Right.
They didn't start respecting it until the numbers start getting huge. If he would have could stay with the 13, 14 motherfuckers that he had,
right.
It wouldn't been no change. That nigga made thousands of people come see him at Washington, D.C.
Millions.
They was like, listen here, I want to say millions, but I ain't know if it's I would be right. Yeah. So they made millions of niggas come to see him, and then they was like, wait, first of all, well, no press.
Right.
Was it none of that?
No social media.
They were just saying, hey, Joan, Martin Luther King coming to speak this day.
Okay,
and,
check
and
this
if
out.
You feel like it's wrong, come holler at me.
All right, we got one from Uncle Steve. Check this out.
Let me say this. Black Lives Matter too. Because that's really what the Black Lives Matter movement is saying. It's not saying that the other lives don't matter. It's just what we want our lives to count like everybody else's life count. Because white people get pulled over for crack traffic lights and traffic violations all the time. All the time. There are no stories about them dying for it. Other people have a right to carry arms. That's what the conservative party has been trying to ram down our throat, which is why the lobbyists and the NRA won't do anything about gun laws is because of the Second Amendment. But the moment this black guy used his Second Amendment, a right to carry, and then went about the system and had a license and everything, whose mother was on TV the morning after and said, I raised all my children to comply, comply, comply. The girl said exactly what this young man said to this officer. I'm carrying a weapon and I have a license to carry it. He asked for the license. She reached for it. He dumped on her.
That's real. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
Yeah. Hey, and that's what people doing when they say that. You're not adding to the conversation when you coming in trying.
You're
to,
being divisive.
You're not. You being contrary. You're being contrary, and you're doing it on purpose, and you know what you're doing. You know what you're
trying
doing
to start
because
shit.
You do it. I've seen, and y'all know you doing it. It's just like when you arguing with somebody and you say something they don't like, and then as soon as you say something they don't like, why are you yelling at me? Why are you threatening me?
Right.
No, I'm saying something that you don't like or you don't agree with, so it seems like a threat to you because it's an attack on your ego and what you believe
for
things to be.
And you can't deal with
be.
What the fuck I'm
See,
telling you.
See, the problem
you.
Is your ego, not your amigo, man. And a lot of people don't want to admit that it's their ego.
Bro, did you just drop some life coach on
me? Come on, man. I'm serious, bro. Your ego, not your amigo, man. If you out there saying, I ain't got an ego, that's your ego telling you that shit. For real.
Yeah.
Like, dead ass. Like, you worried about being wrong. You more worried about being wrong in your own head than being wrong in the real world.
Hey, what they think?
And that's way worse.
What do white people think gonna happen if niggas get treated right? Like, what they think we gonna do after that?
Well, I think, for one, they think we, you know, like, Black Lives Matter, they think we having meetings in black hoods and black teams.
Like, we gonna just take over.
Yeah, like, they think we burning crosses. They think we don't have meetings for
hating
people.
They think we gonna retaliate for all that shit they did.
We don't have meetings.
That's what it was.
We don't have meetings for hate. We ain't got time to hate. We already behind. When we get in the game, we trying to live. We trying to survive. We ain't got time to sit and go meet every Wednesday to talk about how much we hate this particular group of people.
Hey, I don't know what you ate for breakfast today, boy, uniform. But you saying that real shit.
I'm just saying, man.
He been wanting to say this shit.
He been wanting to say this
hateful uniform, man.
That's what the 85 South show is for.
Put on
niggas to just pull up and say
on,
some
man.
Real shit.
Already, man.
Damn,
I'm just saying.
Man. Black tell lives
tell
matter.
Light-skinned lives matter, too.
Light-skinned lives matter.
Hey, man, you already know this. Everybody gets shot every type of color, man.
Everybody.
It's Hispanic people getting killed out
this
here,
this the
man.
Perfect time to let that whole light-skinned, dark-skinned shit go.
Hey.
For real.
You should have been
letting
it go.
We all niggas to the police.
Because it ain't never stopped me.
Never.
It ain't never stopped me from doing nothing. Damn. Even when we
Not
wasn't popping.
Not a goddamn thing, man.
Even when we wasn't popping.
I'm sorry.
DC, anything you want to say to your fans who been
hey,
fucking
man.
With this show, man?
Hey, man, I just want to tell y'all, nigga, be safe. Stay prayed up, man.
Stay prayed
Feel
up.
You know what I'm saying?
Most important.
Because I'm be honest, I can't do shit for you.
Hold on, man. I got the youth on. You got anything you want to say? You want to shout out anything? You got anything important, smart to say? Don't say no silly shit either, bro. Oh, this my
Clayton little brother. In
this
here,
Austin.
Man.
This Austin English man by
up,
way of
Austin?
Pensacola.
Said,
he up here.
Say
something on the mic, man.
Nothing silly.
Say something on the mic, man.
Say something.
Say something on the mic.
Let them know, Clayton. You a mean ass
brother.
Brother,
man.
Goddamn it, get up here.
I tell you to do something, do it, man. I ain't got time for all this goofiness. Talk about her.
I don't want to say anything.
You asshole, man.
Say something on the mic. Say what's up. Shout out your, what you got?
That nigga Instagram, call him a bitch in his head.
Shout out. Say something, Austin. What the fuck, man? That's what we've been bringing.
All them younger
here.
Brothers done called their older brother a bitch in the head.
I know.
And that was it. Say that
something.
Was the moment.
Say something.
Is this nigga getting ready to talk? This nigga had to prepare. Okay.
Shout your, say what's up. Shout out your Instagram, whatever it is. This your chance to, you know. Yeah. I'm trying to put you on, man.
Yeah.
I go to Norcross.
Oh, the other mic on?
You ain't got to sit over here near me. He trying to get on my mic.
I go to Norcross. I just transferred from Florida.
Yeah.
You experienced racism in your life?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's good.
Oh, you just didn't realize.
That's some good shit. Man, I hope you don't never experience
I think you that. Have experienced racism. Remember when they took the basketball court from your apartment complex because y'all was playing up there every day?
Yeah.
Who was playing up there every day? Black people?
Yeah.
All right, didn't they take the basketball court away? Didn't they tell y'all that the basketball court not for playing basketball?
Yeah.
But he ain't experienced no race. You see, that's the youth. That's the youth.
They don't even know.
That's the youth. That's their outlook. That's their outlook. They don't even see it.
That's the youth.
Know it.
For y'all to be out there saying that this is what we thinking and what we instilling in people and what we growing up, he letting stuff ride. They literally said you ain't supposed to. Didn't they? What they say?
That was
what they
fucked
say?
Up. Whoever said that is fucked up.
Wasn't out there to play basketball.
Yes, he had a basketball court in the complex, right?
Right.
And y'all would hoop up there every day. And who was hooping?
Me and my friends.
And y'all was what color?
Black.
And then what did they do instead of the basketball court? What they put there instead?
Rocks.
Exactly. They just took the goals down and put.
You just showed your little brother that he experienced racism. He going to text his partner. Somebody did.
He don't even
know how to put racism in the sentence. Hey, bro, we was racist, bro.
I had to, man.
Them niggas was using racist on us.
Nah, because, I mean, at first glance, it don't seem like that. But, hey, I mean,
but
that's
one
thing
I
will say.
We laughing and we bullshitting, but that was a real ass moment.
No, that's racist. Bro.
But, no, in the South, that's... Like, one thing I can say about up north, they'll let them have basketball courts everywhere. They got basketball courts everywhere. Basketball courts down south, they will take them rims down quick.
But one thing about this whole shit that pissed me off, though, man, don't do kids like that. I don't give a fuck who you are, man. Don't do no kids like that.
That's what they do, man.
The kid's innocent, bro.
They had them feeling bad for playing basketball.
Nah, bro. When you tell a kid.
For staying out of trouble. They wasn't up there smoking weed. They wasn't up there shooting dice. They was shooting basketball. What the court was intended
on the basketball court. And you going to come out and say some dumb ass shit like the basketball court not for playing basketball. Fuck those people.
I would have asked him, what is for then? It's baiting your mate purposes only.
It's really for hopscotch, but you know, y'all got a little carried away. We would just put the rims up for a show.
Yeah,
for
man.
A show.
We going to end the
show. There was one nigga out here, so we put a rim up. We didn't know all you was coming out here. Now we got to take him out.
We don't hate white people.
We don't.
Never
I
have.
Know a white girl got some
never
good
have,
let's,
man.
No, let's say, before we go, let's talk about that for 1 second, then we can end this
shit. Hey, man, I know a little snow bunny. They got some good. I'm sorry. That bitch got some good.
You're stupid. Hey, look, no, white people never hated white
we
people.
We never hated no white people.
Matter of fact, like.
We should have the most hatred from all the way
love,
back, but we
I
don't.
I love my shows that I do because it's everybody that come out to my shows, man. And it's. All people, and you gonna catch what you need to catch in my show. And yeah, my show might be a filtration process.
Yeah,
if you come to my show and you offended by something, then that's something to do with you.
You should have never. Because
I don't say nothing offensive. Right. I don't say I include everybody, and I want everybody to come out to my show. And I just want people to see. You know, sometimes you can't see it because you don't see how other people put it, man. And when we put it that way, don't try to tell us that we putting it the wrong way. Don't tell us that how we feel is wrong.
Right. Just because that's not what you feel.
You can't tell me how to feel.
You got your panties in the bunch, Clayton. We're not like that.
You know, it's just one thing that I just keep hearing on repeat. It's just like, if you're not a black man in America, you can't understand what it's like to be one.
Bro, I know it's...
I mean, even black women in America, with Philando Castile.
Right.
You know the day
first,
the
like, we got
to
give a
so
shout out to
watch.
Diamond though. She held it all the way down. Like,
that was the hardest
like, if some
thing
shit
to
like
watch,
that
man.
Ever happened to me. Yeah, I hope my girl hold it down the way she held
that's
it.
That's the hardest thing to watch. And you know what made her hold it down?
Her daughter.
Survival instincts, bro. Because after this man been shot, she still got to call
and
this man sir.
And she didn't get belligerent and all that.
She got to call him sir.
Right.
She got a kid in the back seat to keep calm. Like, that's a lot.
And the crazy part about it, the child knew what was going on.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's real. That's real.
And the crazy part about it, if you see your daddy die in front of you, you know you're going to.
And she gonna, as a child, you're going to go gonna crazy. Always remember that.
The child had to keep calm.
Right.
Because her mom was calm. You feel right. what I'm saying? Yeah. It was on some like, wow, it's crazy. It's crazy.
That's fucked up. I want everybody to heal. We all need some healing right now. We all lost. Everybody looking for some answers, man.
Hey, shit. Man, stay prayed up. Black lives
matter.
Man.
Police life matter. White folks matter. Everybody fucking matter, man.
And talk with somebody if you're going to listen.
Yeah.
Talk to other people. Don't just be trying to tear that down and take apart what they're saying. Listen to what they're saying. Hell, and if you got something to contribute, contribute.
I ain't disrespecting Please. Nobody. I just know that my people are in danger. And right now, it's right now until forever, nigga, black lives matter.
Yes.
We in danger, nigga.
Yes.
I know. I've been in all them goddamn situations where the police got them guns out. Every time I get pulled over, they got the motherfucking gun out. For some reason.
They can't wait.
For some reason.
They can't fucking wait.
Yeah.
It don't matter what you do. It's like,
hey, let's talk
like
about
you gotta have your hand. Hey. You gotta have your hand on outside of the window and one on the steering wheel.
You know who? We gotta give a shout out to that other police officer that show up, nigga. That motherfucker who let you know you going to jail when they call that second car.
That second car,
nigga. Give up then when
trying,
the second car pull up. Fuck.
Nah, it depends. Like if the officer pull up, the backup officer, if he pull up and he don't have any lips, you going to jail.
You going to jail. Like, if you don't have no mustache, no lips.
If you don't have no lips, you going to jail, bro. Like, you just see teeth and gums, like Fire Marshal Bill, you going to jail.
And the crazy part about it, they'll be like, hey, man, I'm going to jail. You be like, nah, just hold tight. When they say hold tight.
Hey, you know the worst motherfucking police officer, though? That motherfucker who tried to show up and act like he cool. What's going on, my man? Hey, none of your fucking business.
You ever told the police what they were going to do to you, and they wound up doing it? I knew I had a warrant, but I knew they weren't going to extradite me unless I was within 50 miles. But he still wanted to call down there. And I was like, look, you're going to call down there. You're going to wait about 40 minutes. You're going to get a call back. They're going to tell you I'm not coming down to extradite you. And I kept going. Now we got more details on the shooting. We watching the news live while we do this.
Yeah, shout out to us.
So she lying.
She lying like they just going to make the lie. They're going to just make her into it. That's what I'm saying. They trying to discredit that girl, man.
So she lying. Wait a minute. This just pulled over 52 times?
Burr got pulled over and, 52
what's that?
Times.
What's that, 14 years? 52 times?
Yeah, bro.
And he good? Every time he get pulled over, he good? He good, though.
We got to make sure he's
we
still
know,
good.
Hold on. We know you because you've been pulled over 52 times.
On the 50th time, they was just like, all right. It's no way he's not fucking up.
That's fucked up. Man.
How the, like, come on, man.
Hey, we need
self-explanatory.
We want our motherfucking justice, man. We want some reform.
But the white boy raped the two girls, and they say, don't take him to prison because it'll harm him more than
they need to fix all
man.
This
It's your boy DC Youngfly. I'm tired of talking about this
shit. Tired of talking about this shit. Rewrite the motherfucking Constitution, man.
Yeah. We got a lot of work to do, man.
Black lives matter. We out this bitch.
Hey, man. We matter. We matter.
Black
All
lives
us.
Matter, man. All lives matter. Black people stand together.
And that don't
one.
Mean your life don't matter. Hey.
85.
80. I was scared. Chip was not scared at all. It was weird. He didn't even turn his radio down. Isn't that weird a little bit? I mean, if you get pulled over, wouldn't you turn your radio down? Nobody want to get their ass beat to a soundtrack and shit. You know what I'm saying? Chip had the music blasting. We're not gonna take it. He looked at me and said, Dave, just relax. Close your butt cheeks. I said, that's that whole brutality thing. See, that's common knowledge now. There was a time when only minorities really knew about that. I'm not gonna say white people didn't believe us, but you were a little skeptical. You're a little skeptical. I mean, I don't blame you. And then Newsweek printed it and he knew it was true. And then the Newsweek wife was like, oh my God. Honey, did you see this? Apparently the police have been beating up Negroes like hotcakes. It's in the main issue. I mean, really, how could you know, though? How could anyone else know? You know. I mean, maybe you should have seen something a little suspicious. I don't know. Don't you think it was like a little suspicious? Just a little suspicious? Every dead black person the police find has crack sprinkled on them? I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Who gets shot and sprinkles crack on themselves? Nobody would do that. Bam! Oh, oh. I don't want to leave no mysteries.